For Adobe Airstream Radio, the voice of culture, art, and music from far out west, our film correspondent, David Darcy, is at Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah.
I'm going to talk about the greatest movie ever sold, the new documentary by Morgan Spurlock. And the greatest movie ever sold begins with truths that we already know. Advertising's everywhere. Independent films are harder to finance than ever. And indie filmmakers will make sacrifices for funding. Huge sacrifices. But would they even place products and film for a fee? Morgan Spurlock paid for his whole film this way, for $1.5 million. Once again, Spurlock's the narrator and the protagonist of a documentary, this one about how he convinced firms to place their products in a film made by the corporate critic who directed Supersize Me. Spurlock brings his own strong brand and a loyal audience to the greatest movie ever sold. Product placement hasn't been the subject of an investigative documentary before, and the U.S. public may be ready for a film about business that isn't eyeing Wall Street misdeeds. Since some of the many companies that place products in the film are international brands, the punchy, revelatory film's appeal could also be global. Spurlock starts with the notion that any seller of a product needs to have exposure. So why not finance a film on that assumption? Consultants tell Spurlock his personal brand blends the mindful and the playful. Can you believe people pay money for this kind of advice? And he sets out after like-minded firms, but only after he's told that it's impossible. And the idea is rejected by banks, by breweries, by retail chains, by energy and car companies, even by Nike, all of which we watch as it happens, with Spurlock's smart-ass narration and cinematography by Daniel Maricino that brings a composure to Spurlock's on-the-run style, without losing the director's contagious sense of fun. And Spurlock finds brands, starting with Band Deodorant, who would have thought, and then quoting Palm Pomegranate Juice, which became his lead sponsor. He has Merrell Shoes, Horse Shampoo, which can also be used for people, Hyatt Hotels, even the fast food chain Sheetz climbs on board. The band OK Go writes a song for him, all for free. Now, corporate culture tends to be more timidly cautious than bold, as Spurlock, his crew at the ready, tells firms how their products might look on the screen. Ultimately, Spurlock bonds with firms like himself, whose executives are good sports when mockery is part of the marketing strategy. After all, the key product on the screen here is Morgan Spurlock, with plenty of style and attitude. The products in the doc promote Spurlock as he promotes them. The perception that Spurlock's selling out to advertisers, buying in as it's called in the film, gets a serious debate in the doc from its critics, including Noam Chomsky and Ralph Nader. Can you believe they're in a Morgan Spurlock film? Spurlock expresses that he wasn't told what to show in his film and that no firm placing product got to vet the film. But he's already chosen sides. Now he's making a film on male grooming with Jason Bateman, funded by product placements. Other indie filmmakers are sure to besiege films for products if the greatest story succeeds. They'll have to find another story to tell. The marketplace won't want two documentaries about product placement, at least not yet.